This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the land sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
Well, the holidays are, of course, a time for indulgence in food and, of course, drink. The drink, though, doesn't have to be mind-bending. What if you skipped the alcohol? Evan Kleinman hosts KCRW's Good Food, and she's here with her top picks for some non-alcoholic wines. Hi.
Hi.
All right. Isn't that just juice?
Actually, it isn't just juice, which is the amazing, surprising thing about this new exploding categories of beverage.
Oh, okay. So what is it?
So there are two primary categories of no alcohol wine alternatives. There is de-alcoholized wine, and then there is blended juice that is created to have the tannins that one expects in wine. So de-alcoholized wine starts as wine, but then it undergoes a technical process that removes the ethanol, which, of course, changes the flavor profile. The juice blends typically start with wine grape juice, so not Concord grape juice, and they usually have something tannic like tea mixed in, as well as herbs. Antidote from a vineyard in Beaujolais is a good example of that.
So it's way beyond Martinelli's sparkling cider.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing about this. If you are deciding not to drink for whatever reason, whether you're sober, whether you're sober curious, or you just have had enough partying for the week and you want to skip the alcohol, this allows you to have something in your glass that doesn't make you feel like you're 8 years old.
So de-alcoholized wine, would that be less sweet than the other kind, the blended juice that you just mentioned?
Yes, for the most part. I haven't had a large number of these kinds of wines, but the ones that I've tasted, the whites, the Rieslings, are truly extraordinary.
Wow. Okay, and we'll get into your recommendations in just a minute. But first, how would you pair this kind of wine with food?
For me, it's really less about pairing the wine with food, although I think what you need to do, just like you do with every other kind of wine, is go to a shop. And we're really lucky here in LA because there are now three non-alcoholic wine bottle shops that also carry non-alcoholic cocktails and beers. You just need to go and start asking the people who work in the store for advice based on what you like to drink. Because, you know, something that is pretending to be a Tempranillo from Spain is going to be quite different from perhaps a Gamay from Beaujolais. So the category is surprisingly large.
Okay, so what are those three non-alcoholic wine stores?
So the three stores starting on the more easterly side of LA are Soft Spirits, sort of on the border between Silver Lake and Echo Park. It's next door to All Day Baby. There's Boisson in Beverly Hills, and there's the new bar in Venice that just opened. And just to give you an example, Jill Barkley of Soft Spirits, with whom I spoke, said that she carries 75 different non-alcoholic wines at Soft Spirits.
Wow. How do you choose? That must be so hard.
Well, I mean, is it hard now to choose? I mean, imagine that you've been drinking wine for however many years, and so you've been choosing and adjusting your choices based on the choices you've made in the past. That's what you're going to have to do with this category as well.
I make my choices based on the label.
Yeah, that's how I read books. So, you know,
if it's under $20 and the label is cute, I buy it.
There you go. I think a lot of these labels are cute, though.
Okay, so give us some of your recommendations.
I leaned on two people for recommendations. Cato bar manager Austin Henley. It was at Cato that I had this extraordinary non-alcoholic pairing that Austin put together, and it sort of made the scales fall from my eyes and made me understand that this was an actual real thing. And then I also talked to Jill Barkley, the owner of Soft Spirits. So Austin recommended three non-alcoholic wines. One is the Leitz 1-2-0 Sparkling Riesling. It's made by one of the best Riesling producers in the Rheingau. Now, this wine is on everybody's lists, so it might be hard to find.
So it's sold out.
It might be hard to find, but maybe not. Maybe you'll find a couple bottles. And then there is another recommendation of his that's in that same de-alcoholized category is Studio Null Prickly Red, which is a blend of Tempranillo and Syrah from Tierra de Toledo, Spain. He thinks it's the best example of a de-alcoholized red on the market. And then he gave also recommendation for the juice-based kind, which is the from Domaine des Grottes, L'Antidote. And so this is Gamay juice from just south of Brie in Beaujolais. And it's steeped with 15 herbs as well as black tea and then blended with heirloom apple juice before it's carbonated. So it's a combination of Gamay juice and apple juice with the tea and 15 herbs. He says it's the perfect drink for a holiday meal.
Now, of course, children can drink this as well, right?
I don't know if you want to start giving children beverages that pour out of the same kind of bottles that wine comes in. That might be something you want to think about.
Okay. So those are three recommendations from the Cato bar manager. Cato is a restaurant in the Arts District. And as you said, you also spoke with Jill Barkley, the owner of Soft Spirits in Silver Lake. And what did she recommend?
So she recommended three de-alcoholized wines. One is Gießen Sauvignon Blanc. That's at the lower end of your budget. Another is Prima Pavé Rosé Brut. That's in the middle. And she also recommended the Studio Null Prickly Red, which is on the higher end. And she gave us a couple of wine alternatives, the juice-based ones, Proxy's Velvet and Non, which is a brand, number two, Caramelized Pear and Kombu, which sounds kind of interesting to me.
Kombu being the seaweed.
Yeah, kombu being the seaweed, yeah. And actually, it's interesting that's kombu because that adds some salinity. You have to remember that wine has all of these mineral and herbal qualities. Like, we're constantly using other foods to try and describe it, right? So in this instance, you're just using those foods.
Interesting. Okay, well, that sounds really good. Evan, what is on your show this week?
It's our yearly Best of Show, where the Good Food team pick a few of our favorite segments of the year. We spoke to a gentleman who's the founder of Black Food Fridays. And then we spoke with one of our favorite people, an anthropologist, Deepa Reddy, who talks about banana diversity in India, which seems like it's a nerd fest. But it was just so fascinating. We all loved that segment. And there's several more.
Evan Kleiman, host of KCRLV's Good Food, Saturday mornings at 10 on the radio or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you and happy drinking.
Thank you.
Did you know that you can download and subscribe to our podcast for free? Well, you can. Go to kcrlw.com/pressplay or wherever else you get your podcasts, and you can listen to Evan on repeat. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening today. I'll see you tomorrow.